We're having a great time here this morning, as we do every day.
Dear, oh dear, oh dear.
Aaron, don't believe what you read in the women's magazines about what goes on here.
Well, the problem is that Erin Mullen brought this to our attention. Oh, front page, a front cover of a women's magazine. There's a picture of me, a picture of him. Ed Cavalier, Dave Hughes, my name first. They can't stand each other.
But when you open up the magazine, my name's first in the main article.
However, this is Erin brought it to our attention. And this is part of the chat we had yesterday.
So the magazine reports that these two hate each other, basically, cannot stand each other, that they're warring, that they're jealous of each other's success, that, you know, there's a million different things.
Fueling the fire. We didn't even know about this story until you put it in our chat group.
That's very true,
I was going through my Monday public holiday and then all of a sudden Ed Cavalier hates me. You hate me? And why, if you do?
Yeah, that's the question.
Why, mate?
See, Erin.
Why?
Okay, see, Erin. A lot of raised voices. Aggressive. Now, do you think that's where the shouting stopped? That's where the shouting started yesterday.
Ed Cavalier hates me. Okay. Do you hate me? You hate me?
Look, I
do you hate me? And why, if you do?
Look, what I will say.
What will you say?
I'll say that everyone here is very frightened.
That is scurrilous.
Erin.
That's the next headline.
Erin.
You're making this up.
Now, Erin, you're a journalist. As you know, what happens with these stories is once it starts, people start coming forward.
Absolutely.
Oh, what? I don't know about this.
And
what have you done?
Erin and
who
I.
Who have you
Erin and I.
Paid?
No, no one's been paid.
This is, you are paying people, you're offering them spots on your TV shows.
They'll
pop up on Friday night rugby league coverage, or have you been paying attention?
Shoesy, look at Chrissy Teigen now. A lot of good can come from people coming out confronting you. It will help you change your ways.
Shoesy Teigen. So I've got the first. This was sent to Erin, but this was someone who worked on The Masked Singer with you. This was a producer who. This is their experience.
Hi, I was the producer on The Masked Singer Season 2, and after every recording, Hughesy would get all the producers in a room, and he would go around one by one, and he would tell us all why we were terrible at our jobs, and why we were bad people, and when he got to me, he said some hurtful things about my hairstyle, and then he said to me, right up close, and I'll never forget it, because his brown teeth were gnashing in my face, it was like being yelled at by a fence, and he said, "You're so bad, you could work at the ABC. And that hurt. That really hurt.
I've got a lot of friends at the ABC. I would never say that. I respect what the ABC does.
And don't you not validate his feelings, okay?
We weren't in a room in season two because everyone had COVID, remember, on The Masked Singer. So we're all very separate.
Deny.
That whole show was done behind screens. Okay. Remember? This time last year?
Look.
Screens, mate.
Point is, this is a gentleman you'll hear his name, who worked with you in radio before Erin and I started. Yeah. And this is when it really hit. This is when it hit home
Poor
for me.
Thing.
My name is Stephen, and I worked with Hughesy for 4 years. Every single day he called me Sam. One day, after he'd had a big morning of shouting, I finally summoned the courage and said, "Hey, Hughesy, just so you know, no hard feelings, but my name is Stephen, and you've been calling me Sam for 4 years." I thought he'd laugh, but instead he said, "Oh, yeah, your name's Stephen, is it? Stephen. Well, I've got a nickname for you, Stephen. Centrelink Stephen. You're fired." And I was fired.
That's untrue. I always remember the names of people from South Africa. I'm a big fan of anyone from South Africa. What a great country
that
is.
That's awful. Ed, is he doing okay now? Like, did he get another job?
He's never worked again.
People. Oh, okay.